Years ago, I had a role as a regional compliance officer for a large IT company. I was often the only person with my identity in high-level meetings with male Swiss and Austrian CTOs and CFOs. Imagine me, an Afro-Latina American woman, announcing in German, which is my second language, my intent to audit their company. Upon my announcement, the room always fell into silence, which was usually followed by smiling faces and sometimes even applause. These men had never experienced someone who looks like me speaking their language in a business meeting. I used their surprise to my advantage, and without fail, it softened the ground for what could have been an uncomfortable conversation. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of what it means to be the only one in the room, an experience you're probably familiar with. Stay tuned and use this podcast as a source of strength to embrace your identity. We'll explore the complexities that accompany being the only one and provide you with reassurance that you're not alone and how you can flip the narrative and use your uniqueness to your advantage. Find the full transcript and other resources for women leaders at livingwhileleading.com/40. You're listening to Living While Leading with your host, Sharon Ehrlich, where I help women IT executives gain more control over their careers and carve out time to care for themselves and family. My relocation to Europe has often meant that I stand in rooms where my voice carries a distinct American accent, where my skin is a different shade, and where my cultural identity is different from those around me. There was a time when this made me feel uncomfortable. Have you ever experienced the solitude of being the only person with your identity in a team, a business meeting, or an organization? It can feel incredibly isolating. Being the only one can also carry the responsibility of representation. In the eyes of others, you effectively come to represent others with the same identity as you. This can be a heavy burden to carry. Every interaction and decision you make seems to be amplified, observed under a microscope of heightened scrutiny, often accompanied by subtle microaggressions and unconscious bias. This journey can mean you navigate spaces where your presence is unavoidably noticeable, and your actions interpreted as reflections of collective identities. But what if you could turn the tables? What if, instead of dwelling on the negatives, you could exploit your unique position to shine? Being the only one means bringing a fresh perspective, authentically owning your differences, creating unexpected connections, and building resilience. Consider these three tips in putting a fresh perspective on being the only one. The first tip is to own your story with pride. Your unique experiences and perspectives are an invaluable asset and can set the stage for genuine connections. Just as I successfully initiated compliance discussions in German to create a positive first impression, search for opportunities to lead with your distinctive qualities. Your identity can open up dialogues that might otherwise remain closed. The second tip is to assert your presence boldly. The singular nature of your identity within a given space is a powerful tool. Hold your head high, project your voice with assurance, and claim your space. Your contributions are essential and offer a fresh perspective that can further innovation and inspire change. By confidently owning your space, you send a clear message that your insights are necessary as those from any other member of the team. And the third tip is to forge alliances with intention. It's critical to establish supportive connections with colleagues who appreciate what makes you distinct and who are willing to advocate for you. An ally can be a sounding board, a champion, and a collaborator. They're invaluable in helping you to elevate your perspective to a wider audience, ensuring not only that you're heard, but also noticed. As a leader, you have the power to redefine what being the only one signifies within your organization. Let's explore how you can effectively encourage and leverage the distinct perspective diverse team members bring and support them in transforming challenges into opportunities for growth. Consider creating an environment where your diverse team members are encouraged and expected to express their views and lead initiatives. It's not enough to invite them to the decision-making arena. It's critical that they feel empowered to contribute and shape outcomes. Recognize their input to ensure that they're not just present, but are an essential part of the team's voice. As an executive, it's essential to be aware of the additional psychological and emotional effort your only one team members may be exerting. Ensure that they have access to the resources, guidance, and mentorship that acknowledges their unique position. Genuine support incorporates thoughtful mentorship and proactive advocacy for their growth and well-being. Build a culture of inclusivity. Integrate inclusivity into the fabric of your team's culture through ongoing initiatives, training, and dialogue that highlight and honor diverse perspectives and achievements. Champion a workplace spirit where inclusivity is a daily practice, which ensures that all team members, particularly those who feel like the only one, experience a sense of belonging and value. If you find yourself as the only one, the message is unmistakable. Though your journey is distinctly personal, remember, you're not alone. Pause and reflect on how you can transform your uniqueness into a strength. If you're a leader and notice a team member struggling with the challenges of being the only one, step in and provide support. Remember, you're the solution to claiming what's important to you. Thanks for listening today. This is your time. Give yourself permission to reclaim what's important to you and be who you want to be. If you're getting value from this podcast, please subscribe, share it, or write a review. And connect with me on livingwhileleading.com or on LinkedIn. And don't forget to tune in next week.